I don't want to lose. I want to win!
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sports Betting Weekly, sponsored by EasySportsData.com. The books use data. Shouldn't you too? And this is Easy Sports Data, like the preschoolers use. EasySportsData.com.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
I want to win!
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
You should also check out sportsbettinglessons.com. You'll learn some old tricks because sometimes how you bet is more important than who you bet. Sportsbettinglessons.com.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
Talk about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. I am Second Half Chaz. Paulo's joining us from, he's in Canada now, and as soon as the embargoes are lifted, I think you're going to head down to Greece, right?
Well, yeah, after the summer, because right now direct flights are all finished, but after the summer, like September, October, yeah, that's where I'm going.
Well, hopefully we'll be joining you for doing some shows on the road, but until then, it's kind of the same old, same old. You can't leave your house, but you can bet soccer and you can bet on horse racing.
I know, and the thing is that a lot of people with this coronavirus losing their lives, and it's so sad to hear that families are, like kids are losing their parents. I mean, nobody thought that this coronavirus would really escalate to this level, but they took it serious, and I mean, look at Germany. They were planning to start playing next month, and now the restrictions have been put till August the 29th. So who knows when all these – the only thing leagues, like you said, are all these dictator leagues that are going on.
Yeah. It is pretty sad that those countries are actually getting publicity, but what are you going to do?
Yeah.
So what we look at every day, normally when we wake up, is – you know, ESPN, maybe CBS Sports, NBC Sports, whatever you like to get your information from. But when we wake up nowadays, it's Flash Score for soccer and the Daily Racing Form, and you would think these two companies would be pushing it, but they don't really, I don't really see them doing a lot of marketing, because I think right now it's really hard to spend money on marketing in the state of the world, you know?
And not only that, to market these leagues, these Belarus first divisions and Nicaragua and all that, you're like hit it on the head. I mean, with these dictators, come on. I mean, these leagues are just to pass the time, but some of them are taking a lot of money, like four million pounds on a game.
That's a lot of money. That's
like astronomical money for Belarus.
It's a lot of money. So let's do this. Normally each week we start with soccer and then we talk some horse racing until such time as we're going another way. We just got a late goal in the Shakhtar Sokolarsk game. So if you had both teams to score, you just cashed in the 90th minute.
Oh, there you go. And probably
89th minute.
And that's big money. That's big money.
And, you know, it's funny because I'm looking at the reserve league for Belarus today. Bate had three red cards.
Yeah, there you go.
What is that, a fight? You don't have a fight. Don't you have to have a fight to get three red cards?
You see, Bate Borisov's reserve team is one of the worst teams in the reserve league. They, like the past 2-3 weeks, all they've been losing is big scores. I don't know what they did this week, but it's not a team that I would handicap on the reserve side.
So soccer, because some of our listeners aren't soccer knowledgeable, doesn't a red card mean that person left the field?
Yeah, that's it. That's what it means.
So if you had three red cards, that means you were playing three men down?
Yeah, three men down.
How the hell do you play three men down?
It happens. In these leagues, anything goes. Anything goes in these leagues. We've been saying this.
So there, one guy got a red card 38 minutes in. Another guy got a second yellow 68 minutes in. And then 83 minutes in, they got another one. And let's see, they had one penalty kick. They missed it. One they scored.
Yeah.
And so they scored on two of the reds. They had three reds, and on two of them they scored.
There you go.
So we're looking at Saturday, and when we say Saturday, we're really talking tonight at 4 o'clock in the morning. That's when Belarus starts off, and then there's Nicaragua tomorrow, Tajikistan also, and then if we go to Sunday, Taiwan, and Turkmenistan.
Yeah, Taiwan, yeah. So this is what I like this week. And last week I hit my VIP pick, so like everything was good. This week, what I like in the Belarus First Division, I like Arsenal, Jerzynski to win. I like FC Lida to win. I like Nicaragua, Dirigen FC to win. Even though the odds are low, I see this as a very solid play. And like, you know, in Nicaragua, these last minute goals bring the odds really up. And my other Nicaragua play is Real Esteli FC to win. And in Belarus, the big league, I'm going again with Bate Borisov to win. Nice odds this week again, 1.49. Then we move on to, the Taiwan League. I like Fujian University with Tashina, both teams to score. And then I like Taiwan Steel, Taiwan PCFC, both teams to score. And that's what I like. And this week, my VIP pick is going to be from Tajikistan.
And there's Sunday or both Saturday and Sunday? No, so they have Tajikistan has games both Saturday and Sunday, right?
Yeah. I think okay. I think it's on the Sunday one. But this pick is like... we're talking about a very solid. I did the research on this pick, and I see it really coming through like the other one.
Yeah, and the one thing is, really, it's hard on those Belarus games to have that live action because they're so early. I mean, even on the East Coast, we're talking about you're probably not getting up Saturday normally.
They're very early, these games. I don't know why, but so early, but they're very early.
And that's the time zones for when they go off there. Again, when you're talking about a dictator, I would imagine he does what's best for him and not necessarily what's best for anybody else.
And if you look at this week in Nicaragua, I don't know when the game, I think the game is today or tomorrow or something. FC Managua has been really delivering. We've been hitting this team on a consistent basis. Like, and this week they're playing, I think it's like a derby. Like the odds are like 2.04. And this is one game that I looked at because this is a steady team. They do deliver, and I think they're first in the league right now. But me this week, I can see goals in this game with FC Managua. I don't know if they're going to get the win because the other team usually plays pretty defensively on the road. But I don't think they're going to lose, but I can see goals in the FC Managua game. I don't know when it is. I think it's on Saturday or Sunday. They might even get the win. The odds are 2.04.
It's actually that's a Saturday. All the games in the Nicaragua Clausura League, Primera League, 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock.
This is a game that me and you, I'll send you the live plays. That this is a game that we gotta play it live because I think there's going to be a lot of value in this game in a live play. And I can see late goals.
And that's what's nice about that is it isn't a 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a 2 o'clock
yeah.
or a 5 o'clock. Yeah, and that's the best part about that Nicaragua schedule. At least it's in the afternoon. It gives you something to look forward to. And for a couple hours, you got to pay attention.
And you know something? I'm really going to focus on this game, and I'm going to send you my top plays of that game. I'm going to send you all the top plays for the, like I said, I'm going to be giving out free plays for the, while the coronavirus is going on. But I'm going to send you the plays, what I think is going to happen in that Managua game so we can have a game at least to focus on life.
And again, I've seen it with my own eyes enough to believe in it. And so what we'll do is when we come back from break, we're going to finish up talking some soccer. We're going to look at the ponies for Saturday and or Sunday. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.
Could this be a trap?
I always think everything could be a trap, which is why I'm still alive.
However, the amount is 50 florins.
Well, that's all we got.
Yes, and if we had 60, the bet would be 60.
That's been a mistake. Give me my money back. No.
Are you using JoinUWager.com? When you win, your book should pay you fast, and JoinUWager.com does. It's as simple as that. Need a new book? Check out JoinUWager.com. Live action is the best way to win, and JoinJazzSports.com has the most lines. You'll have tons of team totals, first quarter parlays too. Jazz is offering things that other books won't. If you want more options to win, use Jazz Sports. JoinJazzSports.com.
Sports Betting Weekly.
You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet.
back and enjoy the show.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am Second Half Chaz. We've got Paolo joining us. Now, Paolo, we started, I don't know, right after the new year, we started doing the show every week again.
Yeah.
Golly gee. I mean, you don't even have to take my word for it. You can go back and listen. Most of the shows are between 25 and 35 minutes long. So we're talking, if you listen to every show for 9 weeks, you're talking about 4 hours. I got to think our winning percentage is in the 80s.
Definitely. I mean, whoever is listening to the show and all these replays that we've been giving out, I mean, every week they're cashing. Especially last week, too. You saw last week. It was almost like a perfect show. I think I only had one losing play last week. But like you said, I think we're hitting at 80%.
Now, in defense of that 80%, with soccer, you really have to hit that, Benny, because the good teams are such big favorites. But when you do the live action, all of a sudden, as we've talked about, instead of betting $30 to win 10, you're betting $10 to win 30. So you start off with an investment in a game, and you might triple that investment. So say you start betting $20. You bet $20 on Managua FC, FC Managua, whatever it is, in Nicaragua. And then by the end of the game, you bet $60 on it. And
exactly.
you may have a situation where the game ends in a draw. So you lost that initial $20, but because you had one of those other plays win, worst case scenario, even on our losses, we got some of our money back, and that's not a bad thing ever.
No, and if you really look at it, on the Nicaragua, some of the live plays have been like 12 to 1, 13 to 1. I mean, I'm hitting those two bombs at gold and gold, 13 to 1, so that's like 26 to 1. I mean, if I would have put that in a parlay, but I don't do parlays, but, you know, imagine the odds.
Yeah, because there's not a lot of parlay opportunity with live action, really.
No, and if you really look at it, like you said, soccer is a way always to focus. It doesn't matter on the odds. If the play is a solid play that it's going to come out as a winner and you're going to put money and you continue winning week after week, it accumulates. It accumulates. You really build a bankroll. And a lot of professionals are doing it that way. Because
yeah,
people think
that really is the key. And the key is to be able to live to bet another game. Because if you run out of money,
exactly,
I guarantee you the next play you would have had will end up winning, but you won't have any action.
Yeah, like the Dirigen game this week in FC Nicaragua, the odds are 1.38. I don't see Dirigen losing this week to this team they're playing at. So, I mean, if you put a good amount, you made the money. And I've been following and I've been seeing that the big heavy players that bet soccer, and I learned this from a real professional, the way to make money is to bet the team you think is going to win the game. That's the way to make the money.
Yeah, the only downside is once in a blue moon, you'll get a draw. And that's,
exactly,
and that's part of the game. You got to put up with it. But again, a draw, if you have a bet on both teams to score, and it's a 1-1 draw, that ain't too bad.
No, it's not. That's it.
And so there's three, maybe four, maybe five, if you look on Sunday, soccer leagues. But there's only three racetracks. There's Oaklawn, there's Gulfstream, and there's Tampa. Now, earlier in the spring, Tampa had a couple big races, their Tampa Derby and stuff. But technically, there's no reason, in my opinion, that Tampa and Gulfstream should both run at the same time. And that is really, to me, the biggest problem with horse racing. There are only X amount of NFL teams for a reason. There are only so many Major League Baseball clubs for a reason. There are way too many racetracks. They have too many racetracks, means there's not enough quality horses, and you're running. Now, if you want to, really, it's your money. If you want to bet a maiden claimer for three-year-olds and up that are running a mile for a purse of $20,000, it's your money. You got to do what you got to do. No. I want nothing to do with that. So we're going to look at Saturday and Sunday. We're looking at Oaklawn because they at least have six figures in their racing. And on Saturday, there's two. There's the 350K race. That's the eighth race. Count Fleet, it's a grade three. And the 10th race, the Apple Blossom, it's a grade one. It's 600K. Those are the two races I'm going to look at this weekend.
Oh, exactly. Because if you look at it last week with Improbable, I bet him to show. Look at the payoff. Look, you know, the horse should have won. But anyway, but in the big one on May the 2nd or May the 4th, that they're going to be racing for $700,000. And Improbable is going to be in that race. If he has a better position, that horse will beat that number three horse.
Well, because I'm not sure, though. Isn't that going to be the Arkansas Derby?
Maybe that's the one.
I don't think he can run in that. I think that's for just three-year-olds.
Okay.
But it's the race that was moved to be on Kentucky Derby Day because Churchill Downs is closed.
Okay, okay, that's it. But
why Arkansas can run horses and Kentucky can't? Well, I'm out in California and we can't either, so that's a state-by-state issue. But let's look at the – you mentioned that $350,000 race. That's
yeah.
the eight. So let's look at that one because you mentioned that one.
Yeah, this is a race that I see. There's a horse in there that I like, and I do see him hitting the board, and I think this horse is going to win if he's ready, and I see him that he looks good and all that, comparing to his staff with Joel Rosario, Flagstaff. Flagstaff is a proven class horse, and I think that Flagstaff is not going to disappoint this week.
Yeah, and that's the other thing that I've learned. I've learned a lot about soccer, but I also learned that horse racing, when you're wagering offshore or in Europe books, it's different because here we have win, place, and show, and there they only have win in place, and place means second or third.
Exactly. I mean,
yeah, I didn't know that. I'm 60 years old. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and Flagstaff, at this race, this horse is going to... I see him hitting the board. He might even win, and he's got a good position. And Rosario on top, he's got speed, he's got the class. If he's ready, he will fire.
Well, he's the number two. It's an 11-horse field. There's
there
a 5-2 favorite in Whitmore. There's a 4-1 horse in Hidden Scroll. That name's familiar. Bobby's Wicked One is 3-1. Flagstaff is 7-2. So you got four horses that are all going to be 4-1 or less. And anytime you've got that, that's a great time to have money in the place pool or the show pool because you've
yeah.
got four horses.
And look at it this way. Hidden Scroll is a very good horse that he's racing in there. But look at the odds on Flagstaff, 7-2. And
yep.
those are good odds. And he's going to pay.
Yeah, and you look at horses when they go into a big race. You could find a horse that the last three times they went off, they were odds on. And now they're 3-1. And that's just because there's so much more money spread around.
Yeah. And basically on the, because it's a big horse field again, and if he hits the board, he's still going to pay 380, 1.9, because the European, that's what they pay. So this is a good betting race.
And again, that's the same amount of money you would get if your team covers, not even money, pretty much.
Yeah, exactly.
So we look at that. It's the ninth race is the race in between the two big ones. And again, they're setting it up to keep people betting that pick three, but I'm not putting my money on an optional claiming $50,000 race with a purse of $62,000. There are 12 horses listed, and it might be a good bet race. And if I want a lot of money on the eighth, I might bet the ninth by itself. And that's actually what I did last week. I hit that race that Improbable was in, didn't win a lot of money, but it allowed me to bet the next race. And then boom, I hit a 500-1 trifecta. 500-1. There's just not a lot of things in the sports book that'll pay off at 500-1.
No, definitely not.
And so that's the Apple Blossom Handicap. It's 6 o'clock Eastern time, 3 o'clock out here in San Diego. It has a field of...
I think there's 14 horses in there.
It has a field of 14, and it is $600,000. Have you had a chance to look at that race at all?
I think there's a horse in there that I think Bob Balfour has a horse in this race. I don't know the name of it, but I think he's got a horse in that race. Who's the favorite exactly?
Well, let's see. We'll go through real quick, and I'll just give you the Apple Blossom Handicap. The number one is Ollie's Candy. It's a saddler horse, Rosario, 12-1. Coldwater's number two. It's an Urton horse with De La Cruz on the back, 50-1. Aw Emma, it's a Stewart horse, Lanari on the back, 20-1. Come Dancing, Dwayne Lucas's horse. He's looks like the morning line favorite at 3-1 with Van Dyke on the back. Street Man with Doyle is a Jones horse, 15-1. The seven is a Joseph horse, Queen Nakia with D. Cohen on the back, 20-1. Sarcosa, 30-1. It's a Contreras horse with Garcia on the back. Baltas has a horse, number nine, Horologist.
Yeah, I heard about that horse.
Tyler Bays on the back. Cookie Dough. If you like Cookie Dough ice cream, there's a hunch bet. It's 10-1. It's the 10 horse with Cedillo on the back. It's a Joseph Jr. Trainer. T. Omos is the trainer for Serengeti Empress. That's the horse that I know the name of. That's an 11 horse, 4-1. Joe Talamo on the back. There's a 12-1, the 12 horse. Go Google yourself. Hernandez Jr. is riding. That's a McGee horse. Asmussen and Santana, you've mentioned those before. They're on the 13
yeah.
with a long shot, 15-1. But I think if I remember reading somewhere, Asmussen is having a tough time getting in the winner's circle the last few weeks.
Yeah, he's not getting the winning circle.
And then the second choice is 7-2. It's the number 14 horse. Wow, you got to be a pretty good horse to be the 14 horse and be 7-2 in a race that is a mile and 16th. So they're going to be going around one time. And CC is 14. Is the 14 hole 7-2? McCarthy's the horse. Espinosa. So no, Baffert does not have anybody in this race.
Okay, so that was the horse that I was looking up at the 14th with Espinosa.
CC.
Yeah. With Victor Espinosa on it.
Yep.
See this. This horse, CC, with Espinosa coming into Oakland and everything in a big race like that, this is a horse that if he fires, he can hit the board. And I believe his odds are even going to be higher than he's at 7-2 right now.
Correct.
Yeah, but the thing is, he really has to rate him. If Espinosa can rate him, like last week Improbable was rated, and gets a good spot and a stalking position, this horse could really get the job done, because there's not much to choose from between these horses.
Well, wasn't Improbable also number 14?
Exactly. But the race that Improbable ran was because he rated him perfectly. Van Dyke ran a beautiful race. He rated him. He stayed there, and that was the thing. This is what it's about, because the 14th is a very difficult number for a horse. Has to work hard, but he's got to be rated. As soon as they get to the turn, he's going to be in the first six. Then, slowly, because Victor Espinosa is one of the top jockeys, and we know what he does. And I think Espinosa is ready to run a big race with the CC.
If you had Improbable to win, you got to feel sick to yourself. But if you own Improbable, or you're the Improbable trainer, or the Improbable jockey, you got to feel great, because he needed the race, obviously. He hadn't been able to race because of Santa Anita shutting down, and he ran a good race.
Not only that, the Improbable showed that he's ready to fire. His next race is going to be, he's ready to fire this horse.
And he's a great horse, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
So as always, what I'm going to do is I'm going to deal with the racing form coming out. I'm going to look at some of those races. I'm going to go ahead and post my plays on social media. I do it a little differently than you do it. So you look for the horse that you think is going to be in the money, and you bet him in the show pool. I look at trying to find the superfecta, and I try to find four horses. And I tell you, it's really cool when the horses are far enough apart that you can read the number. Because as you know, sometimes if they hit the wire, you can't tell who's on the inside.
Well, no.
And it happens so fast. But when they come 1, 2, 3, 4, and there's a length or two lengths between them, which was the case when we hit our 500-1 trifecta last Saturday, it's so cool because you look down at your ticket, you look back at the screen, you look down at your ticket. Don't matter what order the numbers are in, because we box them.
Yeah, and that race that you said, that big race at Arkansas, I think it's a Derby. That's going to be a great race. And Bob Baffert, I think, is trying to enter two horses in that race, but I think he's only going to enter one. Nadal. I think Nadal's going to race in there.
He's had trouble because he's got all these three-year-olds and he's got nowhere to go with them. And it's going to be really, really interesting when the Derby does run back. It's not till Labor Day now. We got all summer because of the fact that these horses are, you know, they could gain 75, 100, 150 pounds in 4 months at that age.
Yeah, I know. You're right.
So it'll be interesting to see. Paulo, anything else for this week's show?
No, that's it. Let's hope that we have another good show. I think we're going to have winners again. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, again, if you've listened to any of the shows and you don't think we're going to have some winners, then I don't know what to tell you. Hey, it's your money, pal. They got to do what they got to do with their own money.
Exactly.
All right, we'll talk to you next time. If you want some help with the horses or with soccer, sportsbettinglessons.com, all you got to do is put in your name and email address, and we'll take care of everything else. I am Second Half Chaz. Paulo was checking in from Canada. Do us a favor and always be cashing.